Today is the last Sunday of the church year, and the church wants us to think about the end of the world on this Sunday. It's an appropriate time to do so, not only because the last Sunday of the church year makes us think about the end of things, but also now in the month of November, we are thinking about death and the souls in purgatory. Now, people think a lot about the end of the world, and they try to figure out when it will happen, and they waste a lot of time doing so in some cases. But there was a wise man once who said that for most of us, the world will probably end in the form of a 6-foot wooden box. And so I thought today would be a good time to talk about death and how to prepare for it, for the end of our world, in a sense. Death is a terrible experience, not only because of the separation of body and soul, but also because it's the beginning of eternity. It is the moment when we will be placed in front of the tribunal of God's justice. And when people are approaching death, they are filled with terror at the thought of God's judgment. Now, where do we place our hope or our trust when we are facing death? Usually we are told to have trust in the mercy of God, which certainly we should, but we have to remember the words of St. Gregory at the same time. He said, "Let him who did all that lies within him trust in God's mercy. It will not fail him. But he who has not done all that he should have done should not have this same confidence, and he is deceiving himself." And these are very frightening words, because how many of us really do the best that we can? So where should we put our trust? A better answer is that we should put our trust in the power of the Holy Mass to help us on our deathbed. As long as we have loved the Mass during our life and heard it devoutly as often as we could. This is suggested to us even in the Old Testament when King David said in the Psalms, he says, "Offer up the sacrifice of justice and trust in the Lord." The perfect sacrifice of justice, of course, is the Holy Mass, and we offer it up by offering it, through the hands of the priest when we assist at it. The Mass appeases the justice of God, and it pays the penalty that is due to our sins. Now, there were certainly sacrifices in the time of King David, but really, the sacrifice of justice, the perfect sacrifice, is the Mass, and so this text really is a prophecy of the Mass in the New Testament. In the same psalm, just a few verses later, King David says, "In peace I will sleep and I will rest, for thou, O Lord, have wonderfully established me in hope." And the church uses this quote, this term, a sleep of peace, to apply to the dead, for example, when we say, "May they rest in peace." So if we follow what King David tells us and we offer up the sacrifice of justice as often as we can, by coming to Mass every day if we can, and we rely on the mercy of God, then, as he tells us, we will rest in hope. We will not fear eternal death, because we will have atoned for our sins and obtained the protection of God that we need in order to live a life of virtue. If we hear Mass as often as we can, with devotion during our life, that will be the best preparation for death. It will fill us with hope at the end. There was a certain pious man who assisted at Mass as much as he could, very devoutly for his whole life. And he even did so every day. And he finally died a peaceful and a holy death. His parish priest was a friend of his, because he saw him at church so much, and he was edified by his piety, and the priest was sad to lose such a devout parishioner who gave such a good example to the parish. So the priest prayed fervently for the soul of this deceased parishioner, until one day the man appeared to the priest in a glorious state. The priest didn't recognize him. He asked him who he was. And he said, "I am the soul of your parishioner that you are praying for right now." The priest asked him where he was, and the man said he was in heaven. And he thanked the priest for praying for his soul, even though he didn't need those prayers. And the priest asked him what he had done to be in heaven already. The man said that the main thing that had earned him already a place in heaven was the fact that he assisted at Mass every day with devotion. He said that this had gotten him a happy death and a merciful sentence. The priest was amazed at hearing this, and he asked his soul how he had assisted at Mass. He wanted to know a little bit more about his method. The man said that when he left his house every day, he would make the sign of the cross, and on the way to church, he would say an Our Father to ask for the help to hear Mass well. He said that when he got to the church, he would kneel down and say 5 Our Fathers and 5 Hail Marys in honor of the 5 wounds of our Lord. And then he said that during the whole time he would assist at Mass, he would imagine himself on Mount Calvary with our Lord dying on the cross right in front of him. He adored God, especially at the elevation, and he offered himself completely to God during the whole of Mass. He said that was all he had done to obtain this incredible reward. It's interesting to think about how simple and easy it is what this man did. He would just go to Mass and every day and say really a few prayers and place himself at the foot of Calvary, and this earned him not only salvation, but also either no purgatory at all, or only a very short time there. So this is something that should encourage us, especially if we are worried about our salvation or our coming sentence in purgatory. We should use the same method he used to get out of it. It'll work for us as well. When we come to die, there is nothing that will help us more than all of the times that we assisted at Mass with devotion during our lifetime. And the reason for this is very simple. There is nothing that we have more trust in than the merits of Christ that he earned for our redemption, and all of the merits of our Lord from his death that he suffered for us are made present in the Mass. And we offer his merits to God when we assist at Mass devoutly. The graces that he earned are applied generously to our souls, and we receive an enormous share in the infinite graces that he earned for us by his death. We can claim his merits as our own by assisting at Mass and offer them in reparation for our sins. Now, someone might wonder, but the merits of Christ are also applied to our souls when we receive Holy Communion or go to confession. Isn't that just as good as going to Mass? And the answer is that those sacraments work very differently from the act of hearing Mass devotedly. First of all, we can only receive communion in sanctifying grace, and we can only go to confession if we have at least imperfect contrition for our sins. Someone who receives those sacraments without those requirements actually commits a mortal sin. But on the other hand, we don't need to be in sanctifying grace to assist at Mass. And on the contrary, if someone is in a state of sin, he will receive many actual graces for his repentance if he goes and assists at Mass, even in that condition. So, but even if we are not in mortal sin, we should have an even greater confidence in the power of the Mass just by the fact that it works automatically, regardless of our dispositions. It will always give us spiritual benefit no matter what. And even if someone hears Mass somewhat distractedly, He still receives an increase of grace and still has some of his temporal punishment forgiven. Now, someone might wonder, but if Christ died on the cross for our sins, and his precious blood can cancel out our sins, then really, our confidence at the end of our life should be in the death of Christ rather than in the Mass. The answer is that it is the Holy Mass that applies the merits of Christ's passion and death to our souls. It doesn't help us that Christ died on the cross for us if we are sinners and if we lose our souls in spite of his death. So we have to have his merits apply to us, and we have to receive the fruits of his suffering and death in order for us to be sanctified and in order to atone for our sins and to be saved. And we receive those fruits of his sufferings through assisting at Mass. This is what the Council of Trent tells us. It says the fruits of that bloody oblation, the sacrifice of the cross, are received most plentifully through the unbloody oblation, which is the sacrifice of the Mass. And it also says that the great benefits of the death of Christ are applied to our souls in order to forgive even venial sin. So this is how we should prepare for death: by coming to Mass as often as possible in order to partake in the merits of Christ and use his expiatory fruits in order to atone for our guilt and our sins. Someone who has assisted at Mass many times during his life has given to God a very pleasing act of service and worship every single time he did so. Every time we assist at Mass, we ask for the pardon of our sins, and we offer the infinite merits of Christ in atonement for our sins. Even more than that, our Lord himself prays on our behalf in Mass, and he gives us his own merits in order to sanctify us. So our hope of salvation should not rest on our own merit or our own virtue, but it should rest on our Lord and on the fruits of grace that we obtain, especially by coming to Mass. In every Mass, the passion and death of Christ are renewed, and our souls are washed with his precious blood. Our Lord gives us a tremendous share in his own merits too. What a precious gift this is. And the Mass is an infinite storehouse of spiritual treasure that we need so much. This is why the great Spanish theologian Sanchez says that the Mass gives us such a great hope of salvation that we have to have the virtue of faith in order to believe in it at all. In other words, to believe how much the Mass helps us really requires a great act of faith. And we see this also in the fathers of the Church that trusted in the Masses that they had offered as priests and bishops to protect them when their death was approaching. The Venerable Baronius tells us about the death of Saint Theodore Studita, a great champion of the faith in the 9th century. He died of a very long illness until his body was practically wasted away from sickness. When he was just about to die, he implored God for one last favor, that he could live long enough to say Mass one more time in order to prepare himself for his last agony. His prayer was answered, and he suddenly became stronger and even strong enough to get out of bed and walk all the way to the church without any help from anyone. He said Mass one more time with so much fervor that the people who saw him were moved to tears. As soon as Mass was over, he went back to his room and he lay down in his bed and died. St. Gregory the Great tells us that the holy sacrifice of the Mass is a protection against eternal damnation. He is that direct. And he goes on to say that the Mass is so powerful that it protects the soul of the dying person from the powers of hell, and it cleanses us from sin and obtains mercy for the soul on its deathbed. Our Lord himself said to one of the saints, he said, I declare to thee that I will protect at the hour of death everyone who has assisted at Mass diligently and devoutly. And he said that however many Masses such a person has heard with devotion during his life, our Lord will send the same number of saints to help that soul in his last agony. This is a very beautiful and very consoling promise, and this should really inspire us to come to Mass as often as we can, not just on Sunday when we are obliged, but really to love the Mass and take advantage of it as much as possible. When we die, we will be accused by the devil of all the sins that we have committed. And most of us only have a small number of good works that we can offer to counteract the evil that we have done. Don't we want to have something to show to God that we have done well and done according to his will? The best thing that we can show him at our judgment is that we have offered him the infinitely pleasing and infinitely worthy death of his divine Son as many times as we could during our life. This will appease the wrath of God, and it will obtain mercy for us. And it really is sad to hear people complaining about having to go to Mass on Sunday, as if it were a crushing burden to attend Mass, or even, God forbid, a waste of their time. Any Catholic should be ashamed to ever complain about the amount of time it takes him to get to Mass, or the minor sacrifices that he has to make to be able to do so. Rather, we should be like Blessed Nanker, the Bishop of Breslau in the 13th century, who was a holy bishop who loved to assist at Mass. And he would assist at all the Masses that were said in his cathedral every day. This was probably a large number. Finally, when he came to die, there was a holy woman in the city who heard angels singing. And the music was so beautiful that she thought she was already in heaven. She was amazed at what was causing this heavenly apparition. And a voice said to her, the soul of Bishop Nanker has left his body and is being carried by the angels to heaven. And this holy woman asked how the bishop had earned such a great reward. And the voice said to her, through the great affection and veneration he had for the Holy Mass. So by assisting at Mass as much as he could, not only did he get to skip purgatory by expiating his sins through the merits of Christ, but he was even brought by angels straight to heaven. So let us follow his example if we want to have a similar end and even earn a high place in heaven. And let us be zealous in hearing Mass as often as possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.